from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Governor-elect Jerry Brown is expected to head to Sacramento today. During the campaign, he bragged he's been in the kitchen of state government before. But to stretch the metaphor, Brown now faces a sink full of dirty dishes. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
The benefit for Jerry Brown of a campaign that wasn't about specific proposals is that for now, he's obligated mainly to a search for solutions and not the solutions themselves. He talked about that process with reporters Wednesday morning.
I am very aware of the deficit. I'm very aware of how long it's been around. It's defied the best efforts of several governors. All I can tell you is I didn't create this mess. I'm going to be straight and tell it like it is, and I'll do everything I can to make it work.
Brown left the state capitol in 1983. Since then, California's population has grown by more than a third. What's also grown are the rules and restrictions created by voters, lawmakers, and the courts.
It's, an entirely different state.
Mark Paul is a senior fellow at the nonpartisan New America Foundation and co-author of California Crack Up, a recent book on dysfunction and reform in the Golden State. He says while the governor-elect was on hand to witness the single biggest change, the passage of Proposition 13, Brown left before Prop 13's full impact was felt.
We've had this enormous increase in the power of Sacramento because of the centralization that Prop 13 brought. I mean, Jerry is coming into a Sacramento that has five times more lobbyists than when he left, spending 10 times more money.
And then there are the many twists and turns of the annual budget process. In addition to the supermajority hurdle for tax increases, the list of changes since Jerry Brown was last governor includes the law that mandates certain levels of spending on public schools, a law approved Tuesday that bans temporary transfers of money from the local level, and existing taxes on tobacco and millionaires that are untouchable to balance the budget. And all of that is just for starters. When I asked him Wednesday whether he needs to get up to speed on those changes, Brown said he already is, through his work as Attorney General in defending the legality of recent budget cuts.
I understand very precisely the legal environment that makes very difficult moves by the governor. So it's not only cutting, but you have to cut within the law. There's so many legal hooks there that it becomes difficult sometimes even to carry out a program of reduction.
Even so, some Democrats signaled Wednesday that Jerry Brown's greatest strength may be his ability to lay out the tough choices for the public. That's the hope of Daryl Steinberg, president pro tem of the state Senate.
I think Governor-elect Brown, is uniquely suited, given his temperament, given his experience, to ask that question. What do we want? And how do we go about paying for it in the most efficient way possible?
And perhaps if Jerry Brown needs a refresher course on the state's Byzantine system of government, he can take the public along the learning process with him in the search for solutions. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.